Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So here they sit 2-2 after four and have disappeared from the State Coaches Association top 20. J.R. Home South Panthers, though, not worrying about that. But after that Saturday disappointment to Floyd Central on a last-second rebound basket, it's now basically a new season Friday night with the start of Conference Indiana. South will host Southport, former Panther assistant Kyle Simpson, and the Redbirds are struggling. They're winless after four, and these two teams shared the conference title a year ago at 6-1. So Southport comes in, everything to gain, nothing to lose. So the Hall of Fame head man says, our move now, well, we got to start recognizing and rebounding better if things are, well, going to, again, get moving towards possibly another conference championship.
We got to be able to adjust if they play zone. We got to be able to adjust if they play man-to-man. If they play a trick defense, we got something to go against that. You know, that's the sign of good teams that can adjust, because as you go farther and farther every week, teams scout you, and you call play one, they know what play one is. You know, so you got to be able to adjust if play one doesn't work, or they may do something offensively that we don't have on the charts. Then you got to be able to take your fundamental defensive plan, where you're guarding the ball or you're help side the ball or whatever, and put that into play without calling a timeout. And you have to adjust on the run. I think we have a chance to be a good team, and maybe even better if we can get this stuff together and we can just not get destroyed on the board.
And Floyd Central did exactly that, destroyed them on the boards the other night, 30-15. Andy Hodson's North Cougs, we'll look at them live against Perry Meridian, who's 2-2 Friday night. J.B. Neal's Edgewood Mustangs will get a challenge at Cascade. The Cadets are rolling along 4-1. Mustangs looking to extend their win streak 2-4. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So the way the things have been scheduled in the Tom Crean camp, finally a little bit of a break from play until Saturday afternoon, but academics now moving to the front burner. Chances to refocus, heal the body, like OG Anunoby, resharpen the basketball mind as well as the academic mind. Four of a fourth straight game the other day against Southeast Missouri State. The Hoosiers have run now a string of four straight opponents sub 40% shooting days. This one on Sunday was Indiana's best aggregate, 31%, since the Liberty game earlier this season. And while the defense continues to grow in strength, Coach Tom has his checklist of things to work on to help supplement that end of the court. And as he was telling us,
we're far from being a complete team, and we're far from being a deep team. We're far from being a good decision-making team, and we just got to keep getting better with that. So, but we're getting some really good performances, especially without OG in there, because we had some defensive mistakes in the backcourt that would have been subbed a lot quicker if we'd have had somebody else that could have stepped up there and made those plays. Now they've got the not a game until Saturday, but they've got a very busy academic week, and it's one of the reasons that we scheduled it like this, because the week before exams is so big here. There's really no rest for them mentally. We'll try to get them a little bit of rest physically, but got to turn right back around and bear down even more academically, because we want to make sure that we're doing a great job there too.
Hoosier basketball coach Tom Crean, another Hoosier head coach, happy with the way her team played yesterday afternoon down in Denton, Texas. Terry Moore and crew snapping the two-game losing streak, 94-64 over North Texas, shot 64% from the field. Tyra Buss with 21 points. Amanda Cahill, another double-double, 15-10. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.